Sunshine.
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 Sunshine. Whoa.
Shining a light on Illinois state government. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and well, what a wonderful morning it is indeed. And this is a full disclosure with the Better Government Association. This is, of course, your host, Trent R. Nelson, and we're so happy to have our weekly friend with us. He's the president of that organization. His name is David Greising. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, Trent. I hope you're well, too.
Well, I really appreciate that. I am doing well, and I'm glad you're doing well. And for the most part, it would seem that the state of Illinois is doing well, but always a little bits, positive and negative here and there. What can you tell us to kick things off, sir? What can you tell us about the future of those vaunted Illinois pensions, which we have previously discussed their negligent funding? And what can you tell us about what's going to be done moving forward?
Well, Illinois has the worst funded pension system in the country. And on top of that, a fix that was imposed in 2011, it turns out, doesn't offer enough benefit for those retirees. Those benefits are falling short of the growth in Social Security benefits, and that's a legal obligation the state needs to address. Governor Pritzker, on Thursday evening, as the deadline was approaching for new bills to be introduced, had a small group of reporters and was talking to them and said that the Tier 2 fix, he kind of laid a line down saying the Tier 2 fix needs to be just fix what's called that safe harbor problem and don't allow it to get bigger than that. And that comes as unions, especially led by the Illinois Education Association, the teachers union, has been pushing for a really broad-based revision of Tier 2. They're calling their slogan is Undo Tier 2. They're trying to give traditional benefits, like used to be allowed before 2011, to all state employees and retirees. This would cost many billions of dollars, and Governor Pritzker is saying, no, hold on there. We'll fix this small problem. It's not going to go much bigger than that.
Absolutely. We cannot ever allow for all of our minor fixes to turn into more major problems. Really interesting stuff. And of course, we will see how the state attempts to try to fix Illinois' vaunted pension program. You hear the sarcasm in my voice, I am sure. Sir, Governor Pritzker was a bit busy otherwise, however. Tell us a bit about the Chicago Transit Authority and what Governor Pritzker is doing there.
Well, it's really interesting. The CTA is of interest to the governor because he does appoint three of those seven positions on the Chicago Transit Authority. The mayor of Chicago appoints the other four, which of course gives the mayor the position of power there. He has the majority. Governor Pritzker nevertheless weighed in and said that there needs to be some, quote, evolution of leadership at the agency, which is facing huge budget deficits and all kinds of other problems. And Dorval Carter, the president of the CTA, has come under significant criticism for being kind of very low profile for months, and he has refused to appear before the Chicago City Council to answer questions about what's going on at the agency. A bus driver died while driving a bus recently, and her whereabouts were unknown for about an hour before it was discovered there was this issue. There are all kinds of problems this agency is facing. The criticism is, I think, well-earned. The question is, why does the governor want to sort of pick this particular topic right now as relationship with the mayor of the city of Chicago is fraught anyhow over, say, the migrant crisis and a few other issues?
A fascinating question. Indeed, one might surmise that it has something to do with the upcoming Democratic convention, but that is only this host's best guess. But of course, we have more to discuss concerning Chicago. We just have to take a quick break before we do. Will you have a few minutes to spare, sir?
Yes, sir.
Brilliant. We appreciate you so much. We are going to take a quick break and we are going to come back and talk a bit about that fraught relationship between the governor and Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago, as well as a bit about the migrant circumstance, which CEO and President David Greising of the Better Government Association just alluded to. We will catch you in just a second. Shining a light on Illinois state government. We all return. This is still, of course, full disclosure with the Better Government Association here with our wonderful friend, President and CEO David Greising. And in the first part of our discussion, we got to talking about Illinois' pension programs, about Tier 2 benefits, about what Governor Pritzker had to say, as well as a bit about what our guest had to say. We also spoke about the Chicago Transit Authority and why Governor Pritzker and what Governor Pritzker Metzger is frustrated about concerning them and why perhaps he is, although that was just speculation. Sir, you had mentioned the fraught relationship between the governor of Illinois and the mayor of Chicago, but Chicago had a bit of a win as it concerned taking care of those asylum seekers and migrants coming up from Texas. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the Chicago City Council at long last has approved $70 million to go toward costs related to migrants coming up from the Texas border, asylum seekers, as you say. This is a resolution of a promise that was made months ago by Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson to Governor Pritzker and to Tony Preckwinkle, the chair of the Cook County Board. The state already had committed, along with Cook County, $250 million, but Chicago, which had indicated it would kick in $70 million, had not been able to come up with the money, partly because Mayor Johnson hadn't been able to get support for the idea in city council. He finally got that support, in part through the help of Tony Preckwinkle, the head of the Cook County Board. Tony Preckwinkle is kind of a patron of Mayor Johnson's. He was on the Cook County Board, was a commissioner there. She has been an ally for him, but I doubt she ever envisioned that she would need to round up votes in city council to get the mayor's city council to line up behind his verbal commitment to give $70 million toward this cause.
Well, we never can always imagine where we're going to be in the future, and certainly Tony Preckwinkle probably did not consider that that would be something that they had to do, yet here they are, and here we are, and luckily that money has been garnered and will be going into the right places to help people who need it. Sir, we need to speak a bit about food additives, which I know is a topic that you like to speak about just as much as I do. Can you tell us a bit about a piece of legislation that is passed through the state Senate recently that would ban some of those food additives and why it's such a big deal?
Well, this is part of a national trend to take a closer look at what we are putting in our body. And in fact, the fact that it is a national issue does raise some questions about why the state of Illinois needs to weigh in and ban these four food additives. They are typically found in candies and other edibles, brominated vegetable oil, red dye number 3, propyl paraben and potassium bromate, really technical sounding stuff. And the question is, does the state of Illinois really have the technical expertise to decide what's safe and what's not? But in any event, you know, the Senate did pass this measure. It goes to the House. We don't know if it'll ultimately pass the full legislature and be signed by the governor, but it is an effort to keep people safe, to ban substances that already are undergoing a significant amount of scrutiny based on fears that they have unhealthy results when they're ingested by consumers.
Absolutely. It is not only a trend across the country, it is a trend across the world. My mom always used to say that the Kit Kats in Germany tasted better than the Kit Kats here in America. I'll let the listener decide that one, but certainly there are different rules and regulations in place in those different places, and it's good that we're taking notice because certainly it's important what we're putting into our bodies because what we use as fuel, well, we get out in terms of functionality and in terms of life expectancy, sir. Sir, we know you're very busy and we always appreciate you taking some time to talk with us about all of the most pressing issues, but we would be remiss if we went a full disclosure with the Better Government Association without talking about our state's interesting and passionate Secretary of State, Alexei Janulis. What can you tell us about what he's been up to since last we spoke?
Well, what we didn't know, or many of us didn't know when we elected Alexei Janulis as Secretary of State, was that he also would become the state's chief librarian. I guess that goes with the office. And he interjected himself into a growing dispute in tiny little metropolis, Illinois. It's a town many of us have visited in order to stand by that huge Superman statue they have there.
Yes.
And in fact, the local newspaper is called the Daily Planet. and there's a fight over, as we've seen across the country in many school districts and libraries, a fight over whether to ban certain books. And the librarian there, who's a fundamentalist Christian apparently, is removed a number of books from the shelves. There's a big fight over this. And Alexei Janulis, who believes that the Library Bill of Rights ought to govern govern what is in the collection that's available to the public of all the libraries in Illinois, has interjected himself and said this librarian has overstepped her authority, and this remains quite a contentious issue in tiny little metropolis. Hitting the library board against the mayor, against this librarian, et cetera, is quite a mess. And now Alexei has weighed in and said, as the state's chief librarian, he has his views too.
Well, of course, the librarians are keeper of the tomes, and certainly they should be keeping the tomes and probably not throwing them out. That is not maintaining the books. But in any event, fascinating stuff, and we will keep our eyes and ears peeled for what goes on, not only across Metropolis, of course, I'm sure the Daily Planet has that covered, but also across the rest of Springfield and the state. And sir, we know that, again, you're a busy fella. You've got lots of things to do. We appreciate your time. Before we let you go, would you tell our listeners where they can find out some more wonderful information, just like what we spoke about today?
Sure. Our news content is published at illinoisanswers.org. Our policy content, which is where some of the work we're doing on pensions, is at bettergov.org, BJA policy website. And I'd appreciate hearing from any of your listeners who have thoughts about the content we publish.
Absolutely. Our listeners are voracious for learning, and certainly we love to provide them with the education as best we can, as often as we can, and we appreciate your help in doing that. Sir, will you come back next week and do it all over again with us?
Sure thing, Trent.
You heard it here first, folks. David Greising is going to return. He's the president and the CEO of the Better Government Association. He comes and hangs out with us each and every week on Full Disclosure with the Better Government Association, with your host Trent R. Nelson, to talk about all of the most pressing issues across the state. And we hope that you all have a wonderful rest of your day, wonderful rest of your week, and we look forward to hanging out with President Greising and the rest of you again next week. Take care!